On the telephone with us this morning, special guest from the MCCSC, a brand new employee.
We have Andrew Clampett, who is the administrator of the public relations and information part of the MCCSC.
Well, Andrew, I think that all fits on the business card. Does that work?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us this morning.
I'm glad to be here. It's kind of weird talking to you after listening to you every morning for so long.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that. And
Keith
told me that earlier, and I said, well, I'll pay him his $5 the next time I see him. It's a lot easier to keep you on the payroll.
I appreciate that. Quarters would be best.
All right. We'll roll them up and roll them down the street for you. Now, where'd you come from? How'd you get here? What the heck's going on?
Yeah, so I've been in Bloomington for a while now in several different marketing capacities, public relation capacities. And then my wife and I took a trip down to Florida for a year. I rebranded a tech company down there, and here we go. Interesting that that this role came up at MCCSC just because it's a natural fit for my career experience, and being a father of three littles, it's pretty neat to be involved with the school corporation in this capacity.
Well, that's good. You got one more than I do, so that will keep you out of trouble. And thanks for bringing the humidity with you as well from Florida when you came up. Nice job there.
You bet. I did my best.
It's like walking through hot soup this morning. If you've been outside,
he's been
there.
In Coral Springs. Is that close to where your
Coral
mother is?
Coral Springs. That's the Coral Springs. Is that the? It's the East Coast.
Very, very south.
Okay. So, it's Miami, right, yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Hour north of Miami.
Okay, yeah. The other coast, yeah. My mom's on the other side. Between Fort Myers and Tampa. So Florida's a great place to be, but you're here now. The education in Florida and Indiana, a little bit different as we've seen over the years, but with your role as public information or public relations and information officer, what is your main focus getting everybody ready for the new school year?
Communication, just giving parents the resources they need to be prepared for the school year. That's what it comes down to. You know, of course, you have first-time students, you know, making sure that they have their school supply lists and they know where they're going in the school. So providing those open house schedules so that, you know, the parents and the families are comfortable.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's the key word, because how old are your kids?
So my little guy is 4, and then my girls are 5 and 7, soon to be 6 and 8. So
you know all about that. When it's the first time, you got to take them to kindergarten. Oh, geez, how do I register?
Oh, yeah.
Where do I get my shots? Where do I go? Is there a map? You have enough frustration in your life. This is the last thing you want to do, because you want them to go to school so they're at least out of your hair for 5 to 7 hours a day. This is very important to know exactly where you're going and how to get there. So obviously the website's the best information.
Well, and then there's
the
school
right?
supply list too.
Oh, you got you got to know what to bring. My goodness.
It is, and the website's the best resource for this. This is why, you know, obviously this is the best channel for us to convey these communications. But right on our homepage, families can click the families link, and then it's broken down into several different capacities depending upon what they're looking for. So you have registration info, you have, you know, transportation info, but directly on the homepage you have the immediate links to the open house schedules and the school supply lists.
And incidentally, that's mccse.edu, and then whatever else they want to know from there, it'll give them places to click on, correct?
Yep.
What kind of a learning curve has there been, Andrew? I know you're we just talked about you at our last board meeting, so you haven't been on the job too long, and Tim Pritchard was there for quite some time, and now you walk into that, and what kind of learning curve is there?
You know, I think that the great thing about taking over this role from Tim was that he left it in such great shape. Mm-hmm. In marketing and public relations, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way. And he was doing things the right way. He left all of the information easily accessible. So, you know, whoever came into this role, they were able to hit the ground running. And I was last week. You know, I met with Tim a couple times, and we've got some meetings scheduled here this week, and he's passing the torch item by item. but things are just very organized and structured.
And it probably doesn't hurt that Tim's still there too, so you can just walk down the hall.
Not down the hall. We're in different buildings.
Well, you get
now,
some exercise. You'll be all right.
You know, my first day on the job, they moved my office completely, what was Tim's office, down to the first floor, so I got an upgrade.
Ooh, you're closer to the superintendent now.
I am across the hall, so it's an honor to be working with Dr. DeMuth and the consummate professionals we have here on the administration team.
We're speaking with Andrew Clampett, who is the new MCCSC Public Relations and Information Officer. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, Andrew, because I know you're new in all this, but one of the things that came along late last year was the bus locator. I may not be calling it the right thing, where parents can tell where the school bus is, when it's going to arrive for their kids. Not too much of a problem when the weather's like it is now. But boy, in the wintertime, when the kids are, you know, it's 40 degrees below zero, that comes in handy.
Didn't have that in Coral Springs, did you?
What do people need to know about that, and how do they find out more?
So you're talking about the Here Comes the Bus app.
That's it, okay.
And I would encourage everyone to try that out. We've got a link on the homepage, and it's a really great tool. Before I knew I was going to be in this capacity, I downloaded the app last spring, and my oldest daughter was coming back from Lakeview, and we were able to know exactly where the bus was. So it's a great tool. I'd encourage you to download the app on Google Play or the Apple App Store.
Well, let me ask you something else on that. Since you're both a dad and the guy that's in charge of all this kind of stuff, what else intrigues you about some of the things that help families that you would pass on to somebody else?
I would just say become engaged. Your kids are at these elementary and middle schools and these high schools. They're there for the better part of, you know, the day. Engage with that audience. So, you know, most of the schools have Facebook pages and Twitter handles.
Yeah, if you're there anyhow, you might as well stop by the school and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Once you've gone through your buddy's pictures from the big weekend cookout, you might as well stop at your kid's school to see if they got anything.
Well, and then all the schools have got open houses coming up to welcome parents and kids back.
But the information is everywhere, and that's absolutely right. And you have to choose to get involved. We can't make you get involved, right?
It's exactly right. You know, and there are, it's really neat because that was the first thing Tim handed off to me. You know, here you go. Here's social media.
ta-da!
Yeah, so I think he was excited to pass that along. But engage, you know, that's all we would request is, you know, we have the, you know, great opportunity to teach your children. And, you know, that's what we're set up for. That's what the entire corporation set up for is, you know, we get to teach these children and send them off to be upstanding citizens and, you know, find out what's going on with them throughout the day. So we've got, of course, the Facebook page, Monroe County Community School Corporation, and our Twitter handle at MCCSC_EDU. But like I said, several of the elementary, middle, and high schools, and even the adult eds have Facebook and Twitter handles that you can follow.
Andrew, before we let you go, you're a Connersville native?
I am. I'm a Spartan. Yep.
Very nice.
Coming from the cornfield on the east side of Indiana. So.
Yeah, you go to...
Wilmington's a big city to me.
That's right. Well, we are happy to have you aboard. Glad you have your three kids in, too. That's going to give you a perspective. Not everybody always has, so you'll see it from both angles, how that information does come out. And, again, you've got a family, so if anybody needs point of reference, well, you've got one. And we look forward to talking to you. Enjoy your, 2 weeks of drinking through a fire hose, and we'll turn the hydrant on the 10th and be ready to roll. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, good stuff.
Andrew Clampett, who is the new public relations.
Three kids, Keith. Hear those ages, Keith?
Yeah.
7-5
Yeah.
And four.
Well,
geez,
they're close to.
That's two more, and you got five on. You got a squad of five there. But it was great to hear from Andrew, and it's flattering to hear that he listens to the program. That's good because that's exciting. We try to help out folks in our community, and obviously Andrew's going to help a lot of us out getting ready for school, which is right around the corner. And people wonder why summer goes so quickly.
August 10th.
Well, it's not hard to figure out because when you hit summer, you've got they're no longer in school, and then boom, it's June because it's usually Memorial Day. So boom, you're right into June, and then you get to the 4th of July, and then you have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Everything's good. You've had a cookout, and then you start going, geez, it's a month till school starts. So you spend the last month of summer, quote unquote, counting it down. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, we got to change this 180
days. Do I hear a little bit of Michael may have been counting down?
No, not at all. It's just don't blink. You're going to miss it. It goes by that quickly. And you feel bad for the kids because they get out. It's June.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to the 4th. Like I said, you get to the 4th of July. That's what? 5 weeks?
Yeah.
And then it's, we're just a month away. So you don't even have you have a month. And then it's the countdown to when school. Oh, it's a disaster. We should start on Halloween and go to St. Patrick's Day. 10 hours a day, 7 days a week to get it all covered. All right, good job, Andrew. And we'll hear from him again as we hear from folks throughout MCCSC every Tuesday morning just after 7:35.